Well, despite calls from the United Nations for a ceasefire, Israel has carried out further attacks on Gaza. At the same time, it has asked the White House to reschedule a high-level meeting on military plans for Gaza's southern city of Rafah. Palestinians living there are worried that a long-threatened ground assault could be coming. For the latest developments, we can talk to Jerusalem-based journalist Orly Halpern. Orly, can you talk to us about these concerns that an Israeli ground offensive in Rafah could be imminent? Is there any particular reason to believe that this is the case?
There is nothing that I know of that is very specific right now that it's going to happen immediately. We have been seeing numerous Israeli military attacks on Rafah, small ones, and this has been ongoing for some time. But we do know that the Israelis believe that their best way to control Gaza for the long term is to get back control of what's known as the Philadelphia Route. The whole border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt is about 14 kilometers long. And until the Israeli military withdrew from Gaza in 2005, Israel was in control of that border. It decided who went in and who went out. Now it's saying, for sure, the last few months, it's been saying that this is a key place for Israel. It has, on December 31st, Netanyahu said that we need to have that in our hands in order to have proper control of the Gaza Strip. So he hasn't repeated that, but there have been other Israeli military generals who have said that. So we do think that that is the ultimate goal, and that would be incredibly destructive in the short term. I mean, for Israel to take control of that strip again, create a buffer zone, and be the city of Rafah, right now there are a million people along that border. They're the city of Rafah, which is on the border, and then there are all these people that are in tents. So many people would be killed if that is the Israeli goal. But we have yet to see. We have yet to see. But they are making a buffer zone all around the other sides of the Gaza Strip. So it is very likely. And the question is also, what would this mean for the long term? I mean, Gaza would be completely cut off from the rest of the world.
Just staying for a moment, sorry to cut across you there, Orly, just staying for a moment with conditions in Rafah. As you were saying to us, we know that hundreds of thousands of people moved south to that area because this is what they were told to do. They were told it would be safe. So what are conditions like there now?
The situation is really bad. It's not as bad as it is in northern Gaza, but people are living in makeshift tents from pieces of plastic on the sand. It's a sandy area. And people that do have houses, they have numerous relatives inside. The hospital situation is very bad. Food, the situation there is very, very difficult. And people are being killed by Israeli attacks. But the situation in the north is much worse, where food isn't getting in, where Israel has taken over and killed civilians.
In the immediate aftermath the other day of that Security Council resolution and America's decision to abstain, people will recall that Benjamin Netanyahu cancelled plans for meetings in Washington, meetings between officials. But he's now asked that those be rescheduled.
That's correct. He made a threat. He tried to threaten the Americans and say, if you don't veto this UN Security Council resolution, then we're not going to come. And actually, in the Israeli newspapers, they laughed at him that he even dared to do that. This is, you know, the biggest country, the strongest country in the world, and Israel's only real ally. And the Biden administration is increasingly disappointed with him because they are calling for ceasefires. They are telling Israel to be careful of civilians, and that's not happening. Israel isn't agreeing to make a ceasefire, nor is Hamas. But, you know, on numerous occasions, Israel has pulled back. And we do think that part of the reason for that is that Netanyahu realizes that once there is a long-term ceasefire, and the hope of many is that would turn into a complete ceasefire where Israel would withdraw its troops and that would be the end of the war, then everyone's going to be looking at Netanyahu and going back to October 7th and how did this happen and the failures. And that would be the beginning of the end of, you know, there'd probably be a call for elections. People are saying, let's wait for elections until after the war. So the end of the war would be Netanyahu's end in the rain. And that's not something he wants. So he's drawing this war out. But he also doesn't want to ruin his relationships with the U.S. So he ended up saying, yes, well, we will go to Rafah after all. But that's, it doesn't really seem that it makes any difference whether he goes to Rafah or doesn't go to Rafah, because in the end, Americans are still giving the Israelis ammunition, and the war could end tomorrow if America stopped giving the Israelis ammunition. So Americans are continuing the war against the Gazans, and we don't see any end in sight.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for talking to us this morning. That was Jerusalem-based journalist Orly Halpern.